But they had a 10-rail fence. And it was a good fence, too. It locked on the corners. And it stood up pretty good. But it was hard work. And they haven't got the timber now. Them old chestnuts would make rails 20 feet long.
Must have been a good fence. What do you call a large wooden vessel that it's open at the top and it usually has a handle on it that you can carry milk in or water?
A large...
Yeah, it's just a large sort of round, and it has a handle on it usually.
That's an oven.
It's a what?
No. Carrying water or milk in, he said.
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, it's a, I'd say a wooden water bucket.
Oh, well, I know they had a wooden water bucket, but I don't know whether that body is a
that's
or not.
That's
fine.
We just hunt whatever you say. It doesn't matter. See, there's no right answer.
Well,
whatever you say is the right answer.
I want to get it.
Oh, well.
Right, if I can.
You're doing fine. What do you call the same thing that if it was made out of metal, would you call it the same thing?
Would it be made out of metal? What would you call it? Would you call it the same thing? It's a wooden bucket.
No. It's an iron bucket.
Okay. What do you call a heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen to fry things on the stove?
Iron thing that we use in the kitchen to fry
things
on. That's a skillet.
Okay. What do you call a thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Hydrant.
Okay. If it was on a barrel, would you call it the same? I mean, you know, you send them on a barrel sometimes.
Yeah, I send it on a barrel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's used for the same thing. We have a barrel. We haven't got the hydrant. Mm-hmm. But we got a barrel full of water. Mm-hmm. We draw it out of that barrel. Mm-hmm.
How do you usually get it up?
Well, we got a faucet.
Yeah.
Turn that with a spout comes out.
Yeah, okay.
And the water comes right into your vessel.
When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put them into so you can carry them home, usually?
Put them in a sack bag now.
What did they used to put them in?
You used to bundle them up and you'd get them in your arms and tote them out.
What do you call a large bag that's made of real loose woven cloth? I think you can get
a large bag.
Mm-hmm.
100-pound bag.
Buy potatoes in them, or onions, or feed sacks, or, you know.
Coca bags.
I don't know. That's a coca bag.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
That's what I was always used to say, coca bags.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up in your mouth and blow on it? It's sort of about that
French harp.
Okay. That's right. What do you call it? What do you call it? Another little musical instrument that's made of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it?
Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of, it's a thing that carpenters use to put things on and put a board across a couple of them and saw it?
Sawboard. Oh, that's a sawboard.
Okay. Sometimes they have out when you're chopping wood, instead of they might make you